So hey, it's Peter, and Ella is in the background, young Ella Donegan. We've just come home from Bloom. We were there first thing this morning as they opened. So here's my thoughts on it. And number one, I must underline this, I didn't get to see all of Bloom, mainly because of what is having an attempt at some song I've never heard of before in the background, which is entirely understandable, I'm sure you can appreciate. From getting in, police directing off the roundabouts, absolutely spot on. You couldn't have asked for better. Into the car parks, directed by the guys who were nice and chatty. Absolutely great. And then also, and I'll skip to on the way back out of the car parks, the guys are absolutely brilliant as well. I had Ella with me. She's two. I was on my own. Well, obviously me and her. And when you need to go to the bathroom, for example, in a cubicle, having somebody turn around and go, listen, I'll watch while you go ahead. Equally, I think the guys had said to me on two or three occasions, if you get stuck, if you need a hand, you want me to carry the pram across the muddy bits. If you get stuck, you know, I've got a Jeep there. I'll help you get out. That's perfectly fine. Absolute gentleman to a T. Straight in. Yeah, it was a little bit damp, but the spirits were actually quite high. I met with Natasha's Living Foods. I may have that mildly correct, but Natasha is in the artisan food area and she does foods for celiacs, diabetes. I did a wee interview with her, so I'll upload that to Audio Boer. You'll see it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ Donegan Landscaping Midweek. But Natasha was just one of the happiest girls I've ever met in my life, and I think when you meet a girl who's invented, is the best way to describe it, a crisp made from kale, and I think her note to me was that she couldn't grow or get enough of it grown for her to keep up with demand. It's a really nice story. Met with Birgitta, who is from the Burn Smokehouse. That's she's at Burn Salmon on Twitter, if you want to get in touch with Birgitta. And it is absolutely to die for, I have to say. That sounds a little bit Desperate Housewives, maybe. I also got a really nice selection of cheeses from www.irishcheese.ie. So there's Ardsala, Bellingham Blue, Boyne Valley Blue, Burn Gold, Carlo Cheese, Cahill's Farm Cheese, Coolia, Durris, Glebe, Brehan, Gubbin, Killeen, and Millions. I think it's an app to do a little pack there for a fiver, which was, like, I have to say, really good value. Is it Angel Coffee? We're doing the, I think they were $2.50 for an Americano, but it's really strong Americano, and I thought that was quite smart. Coffee Angel, yeah, it is, at Coffee Angel on Twitter. So $2.50 for really, really, really good coffee as versus strong dyed black water. Yeah, I'd be more than willing to pay that. So like Gary Graham said to myself and Brian on the Sod Show, they were looking after food prices, and I felt I could see that, to be quite honest with you as well. The artisan food area was absolutely super. Bumped into Johnny Hogan. Johnny is an old lecturer of mine, and he was at the Chaga stands, which is also just as you're coming out of the artisan food area. And if you go there and you have the kids with you and you see the piglets and you see the cows and they've times for milking and they've the hens and they've the whole lot. And it's not, you know, so to speak, sales area. It's more demonstration area. Come see them. It's not pet and farm, or at least it wasn't for us, but I thought it was good. You okay, baby? You okay? Oh, do you want me to fix it? I have to fix the ironing board. It's not a full-size ironing board. It's about, like, you know, half a foot tall. Yeah, we also bumped into, there's dirt there. Hold on a second. We also bumped into the wonderful Ella McSweeney, who took, I have to say, my Ella took a doting or a likening to taller Ella, who was in cracking form. And I think that kind of surmised it everywhere I went. You see, even Sam Dennigan's, that's at Sam's Potatoes on Twitter, and Sam has two pink, obviously there's men inside the teddy bear suits, handing out there was a Love Irish Food, two guys in them, and then there was Sam's Potatoes man as well, and of course Spotted Baby in the pram, and does what man in a large teddy bear suit is supposed to do, which is wave at the baby and make him smile. And I thought that was absolutely cracking. As I said to you, two or three interviews, did I like it? Yes, I did. Did I get any further? No, I could have spent 3 days there, and I don't think I'd have got to have seen everything. I got a brisk walk through, but I won't say my problem, and partly the reality is that like I was 2 hours approximately in the artisan food area. That's just that in a nutshell. And everywhere I turned, I was kind of bumping into people. And, oh, Jesus, how are you doing? But I suppose, like, you know, you got to bear in mind, I lived in the park for 2 years, putting gardens together in there. And I think between organisers and people involved and people behind the scenes and, you know, being introduced to new people as well, which is what it's all about. But, you know, I suppose it's one of them. And again, like, even when I met Johnny Hogan, like Johnny was a lecturer of mine when I was 17 and I'm now 36, you know, it kind of puts it in perspective. It's been a year since I saw him, and the last time I saw him was Bloom. So that was kind of good, and it was also interesting. As a by the way, if you are thinking of going in, I think Bloom have put a note out on Twitter saying they're not letting people into the car parks anymore, that you have to park out in the street, but the shuttle buses are around to pick you up. Which is great. Do book online if you are thinking about going in as well to get in. But don't miss out on it because of the weather. There is so much undercover in Bloom. And there's enough outside. So, but like the rain is, it's not heavy, bad rain. But there's so much undercover. I think this year more than ever before, even the food area, it is so surprising. It's not like a, you know, without being disrespectful, but a farmer's market kind of setup. It's a wee little village undercover as well. So, you know, you can pop in, pop back out, leave the husband and kids there, go for a walk, go see the gardens, come back in again. And that's before you get to the nursery areas or the plants areas, or go and see a talk or sit down and see a demonstration. I think the last photograph at Bloom in the Park on Twitter, and follow their Twitter account if you are online. But last photograph they put out, I think, was Ella McSweeney up on stage doing what they noted was a cooking demonstration. My final thoughts on it, I suppose, if you don't go, you will regret it. It's more than worthwhile. Good value for money. Buy your coffee in there. Travel lightly. Bring a backpack. There is, if you're wondering about getting around, yeah, the Ireland board has come apart again, but if you're wondering about getting around, look, if you take 40,000 people and make them walk across the one space, you will get areas of compressed ground. I had a very logic conversation with Johnny Hogan about this, where we were saying, yeah, compressed ground, rainfall, you will end up with a little bit of surface water. That's absolutely fine. But, you know, if you walk my back garden now, after the inverted commas rainfall that we had, which was, I should note, again, no greater than 0.5 millimetres per hour fell last night. So the maximum you would have had was 12 millimetres in a 24-hour space of time. That's not changed. That's Ella. Yes. Miss Destruction Junior takes after her dad, I'm sure, and is good a yapper as well. So there you go. Go for it. Do use the hashtag Bloom2012. And I'll probably be discussing this all pretty positive on the Sod Show next Friday. I'm sorry I didn't stay longer, but in matters of wee little two-year-old precious girls and apple of dad's eye, we had to leave at about, you know, had to leave a little bit earlier than I personally wanted to, but then, you know, I wouldn't stop a hug from Ella for anything in the world. And there you go. Take care, folks. Many thanks to, by the way, everybody involved in Bloom. It was yet again for all that I saw, and equally the regret for, not regret, but for all that I didn't see. It was another wonderful experience, and well done. Take a standing ovation. You deserve it. And I'll note it on Friday's show. Take care. Bye.